KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Sunny skies here in Atlantic, 55 degrees. We look for a high of 78 under a mostly sunny sky. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center has been recognized as a 2012 recipient of the Bronze Commitment to Quality Award for its dedication to improving quality care. The award is one of three distinctions possible through the National Quality Award Program, presented by the American Healthcare Association and the National Center for Assisted Living. The program honors facilities across the nation that have demonstrated their commitment to the quality improvement journey. Governor Mark Parkinson, President and CEO of the ACHA and NCAL, said that each one of the award recipients has proven its dedication to improving lives through quality care. Implemented in 1996, the National Quality Award Program is centered on the core values and criteria of the Baldrige Performance Excellence Program, which assists providers of long-term and post-acute care services in achieving their performance excellence goals. The program has three levels, bronze, silver, and gold. Facilities begin the quality improvement process at the bronze level, where they develop an organizational profile with essential performance elements such as vision and mission statements and an assessment of customers' expectations. Bronze applicants must demonstrate their ability to implement a performance improvement system. A team of trained examiners reviews each application to determine if the facility has met the demands of the criteria. As a recipient of the Bronze Commitment to Quality Award, Atlantic Nursing and Rehab may now move forward in developing approaches and achieving performance levels that meet the criteria required for the Silver Award. The ANRC is one of 12 IHCA member facilities to receive the Bronze Level Award, which will be presented during the Association's 63rd Annual Convention and Exposition October 7th through the 10th in Tampa, Florida. News time is 8:05.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Missouri River is number four on a new list of the country's most endangered waterways, according to an environmental conservation group. Eileen Fretz, spokeswoman for American Rivers, said last year's historic months-long flooding of the Missouri showed how management of the river is at a crossroads.
We can either keep relying on levees and dams that have failed to provide adequate flood protection, as they did last year, or we can take a broader look and look at some other changes, such as the natural ability of the river's floodplains and wetlands to absorb and store floodwater.
The 2011 flooding caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to homes, businesses, farmland, and infrastructure. Many blame the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for not acting quickly enough to avert the flooding, but Fretz said there needs to be more long-term planning to prevent future flooding disasters.
Just relying on dams and levees hasn't been enough to protect us, and we need to acknowledge that flooding happens, and we need to accommodate for a little bit of that. We think that floodplain restoration can help us meet those needs.
She encourages Nebraskans and Iowans to take action by going to the Washington, D.C. based group's website, www.americanrivers.org.
There'll be a link where you can send an email to decision makers, encouraging them to support their rivers.
The nation's top three most endangered rivers, according to the report, are the Potomac, the Green River, and the Chattahoochee. American Rivers calls itself the nation's voice for clean water and healthy rivers and releases the report every year to shine a public spotlight on threats facing rivers and how citizens can take action to help. The 36th annual Lus Hills Prairie Seminar will be held at the Lus Hills Wildlife Management Area near Ottawa and at West Monona High School in Ottawa on the evening of June 1st through noon, June the 3rd. Registration for that event is due May 25th. Now, the seminar is for families, educators, and students of all ages to foster recognition, appreciation, and the educational use of natural wonders found in our communities. A brochure outlining the sessions and program is available on the Northwest Area Education Agency's website. There is a link to it under this same story on our website at KJAN.com on the news tab. The special programs for children allow parents to fully participate in field sessions and indoor evening programs. The field sessions are at the campground and involve a walk, hike, or drive, And this year, there will also be three boat tours of the Missouri River to explore the ecological effect of the flood of 2011. Field sessions will focus on native flora and fauna, photography, cultural history, Native American geology, environmental writing, and more subjects. A special pre-seminar program, Lost Hills Ecology and Geology, will be presented at the West Monona High School on Friday. That event at 5:45 p.m. and will provide background information about the Lost Hills. The event is sponsored by several organizations. And for more information, you can call the Northwest AEA at 800-352-9040, extension 6080. And those phone numbers are on our website as well under this story. Officials of the Cass County ISU Extension Office say the Iowa Master Gardener Program is once again offering a series of summer webinars free to all local residents with an interest in gardening. The 2012 series is titled Garden Goodness and will be hosted by ISU Extension County offices on the fourth Tuesday of the month, May through August. The Cass County Extension Office is a local host site. Each session will provide information about vegetable gardening, but from a variety of perspectives. Garden Goodness is the theme for the 2012 series because of the current public interest in growing food, according to Jennifer Buslot, the Iowa Master Gardener and Webinar Series Coordinator. The first presentation of the series is scheduled for Tuesday, May 22nd from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m., the final session on August 28th. The series in its third year is offered by the Iowa Master Gardener Program in response to requests for more Iowa gardening educational opportunities. For more information or to register, you can call the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. And finally, in area news, a Shelby County resident lived out a lifelong dream for the entire world to see. Greg Gear of Irwin had long dreamed of appearing on The Price is Right. Gear lived out that dream on May the 1st in California. He says the morning began with a midday wait to get into the studio.
We got there about 10 o'clock, and we had to wait outside the gate even before we got in, you know, so it was a waiting game. You had to have your patience and you had to have your good attitude along that day.
Once inside the doors, the potential contestants were interviewed by the show's producer.
You're in this line, and what they do, they take you up 15 people at a time, and then they interview you. And it's the producer of the show is interviewing all these people. He's shaking their hands. He's trying to get to know the people, you know, and see who can get up on stage. You know, who's got the good attitudes, who's pumped about the show, you know, just things like that.
Afterward, the prospective contestants received a name tag, chowed out on some food while still in line, and viewed the taping of the first show before finally moving into the studio for the taping of their show. Greg Gear said that he got on contestants' row in the second half of the show.
I was the second to last, so I was in the second half of the show. You get, you know, better chances toward the front of the show to get up on stage. But I did get to bid on two separate items. The first item, we all overbid, so we had to rebid on that one. Then I was way too low. But then when the next one came out, some power tools came out. And I was $4 under the perfect bid another girl had, so I was really close to being on stage.
Even though he never made it on stage, Gear said that he had a great moment with host Drew Carey.
First time that I bid, I yelled out, $11.50, Bob! And Drew, he turned around and he goes, you know, I bet Greg that Bob would really enjoy that, but he's on the golf course right now. I don't know if that's going to be on TV, but it was really funny.
Gear's sister put the entire California trip together, which was more than just being on The Price is Right. For a parting gift, Gear and the rest of the contestants received $300 just for being on the show. If he were to ever try and get back on the show, he'd have to wait 10 years to be a contestant. The game show with Gear will be aired tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Actually, it's May the 24th at 10 o'clock on CBS. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Democratic lawmakers say trades that led to the $2 billion loss at J.P. Morgan Chase would have violated a rule regulators are working on that would restrict banks from trading for their own profit. House lawmakers will be debating today on how to best regulate banks big enough to bring down the broader financial system. The House Financial Services Subcommittee hearing had already been scheduled before news of the J.P. Morgan loss. U.S. builders began work on more homes last month evidence that the battered housing market is slowly healing. The Commerce Department said builders broke ground at a seasonally adjusted annual pace of 717,000 homes in April. That's 2.6% more than March's total, which was revised higher. Construction rose for both single-family homes and apartments. News time is 8:13.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Galen Schaff, age 73 of Omaha and formerly of Cumberland, died Friday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Galen Schaff will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dorothy Putnam, age 89 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Walter Sterrett, Jr., age 60 of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Walter Sterrett, Jr. will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Paul Lundberg, age 81 of Panora, died Saturday in Johnston. Funeral services for Paul Lundberg will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Herbert Standing, age 86 of Earlham, died May the 2nd in Johnston. A gathering for Herbert Standing will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Bear Creek Conservative Friends Meeting House in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. And Leela Shepherd, age 73 of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Leela Shepherd are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Oneida, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.